100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Hump day, it's coming in thick and fast. Morning, Ari.
Ooh, hey, Scott, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. Good sleep last night. Good night out at Trivia. We're ready and raring to go for Wednesday.
Oh, did you give away some prizes last night at Trivia?
Oh, always. Mate, something did happen, though. I'll tell more details after 5:30, but it really was like as if that's happening and happening right now.
Oh, one of those moments.
We'll talk about more of that shortly. Anything exciting for your Tuesday night heading into Wednesday?
No.
I'll take that as a no.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Trivia last night, Ari, SJ's, Beaumont Street, 7 o'clock every Tuesday. I'm there hosting trivia.
Good on you, matey.
And there's a couple of rules. Rule number one is you've got to have a good team name. If you have a bad team name, I get to kick you out. And that's just, not actually, but I make sure everybody has a fun team name. Everyone just calls themselves the Smarties. No. No, boring. Let's have some fun with it.
Why do you think I don't go to your trivias? Because I don't want to be heckled for a bad name.
Well, second rule is put your phone away.
Okay,
and
that's fair.
As a general rule, everybody does that. Sometimes there's obviously room to move, particularly if people are placing a punt, they're having a go on their phone, they're TABing, whatever they need to do.
But in other words, do not cheat.
Pretty much.
Don't Google.
Don't cheat. Last night, a bloke who's a regular team member and regular team calls me over and says, hey, man, just so you know, I need to be on my phone while he's sitting there having dinner and drinks.
Okay.
Because he got a text message from his bank that he was being stolen from right now. That somebody was taking money out of his account from Melbourne.
What the hell?
Right this second. And so he's like, I need to sign off and close all of my accounts right now in the middle of trivia. And I was like, you do that.
Why doesn't he just not play? Like, he needs to focus on something, like, scarily specific.
Oh, he's sitting there having his dinner. And so he stopped and he said to me, just so you know, I'm not cheating, but I'm on my phone because I'm cancelling all of my accounts. And I went, go for your life. Happy days.
What a weird night for that guy.
Yes, he said $600 had been taken from his account at that stage. He's like, yeah, somebody in Melbourne. And he was laughing about it. And I'd be like, if $600 went down the drain, I'd be crying.
If you don't laugh, you do cry.
That's true, but still, yeah, it's scary. You think that stuff would never happen to me? It would never.
It does, though,
so keep an eye on your bank accounts. Make sure nobody's stealing your stuff.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, hump day, almost halfway through the week.
Yeah, we're getting there, slowly but surely.
I feel like we're all very tired this morning.
It's been a big week so far.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be an even bigger night tonight, Origin tonight. Oh, huge.
The girls are playing.
Well, is it the men tonight and then the girls tomorrow?
Men tonight, girls tomorrow.
Oh.
And at Mac Jones. It's four.
Yeah, two big nights.
Back to back.
Crazy.
Lots kicking around the news world this morning, though, Jackie.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a man is facing local court today in Maitland because yesterday there was a police pursuit from Finney Close, Rutherford, where he allegedly was looking at a white utility vehicle, which I'm not entirely sure of all of the details. There's only a few, so I'm not exactly sure what happened, but there was then a police pursuit that ensued, and the vehicle was later found abandoned at the bank of the Hunter River.
Jeez.
And then, following that, a man has been arrested to face local court today.
Jeez, a lot going on. There seems, again, I've said this before, but there seems to be a lot of, like, theft and crime going on at the moment. I'm sure it always does happen, but it just seems to be a lot.
Yeah.
It seems to be a lot right now.
You need to read and listen to and watch the news more, Scott.
I think, yes. Things like there's been multiple. I saw footage of a car chase happening through Charlestown last night. There was a car chase recently in, I do believe it was the Wall's End area.
Yeah,
as well.
Something like that.
Like, it's happening all the time.
Yeah, and lots of people get away with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
They do.
All right, something else we've got to talk about. Now, this one is grinding my gears this morning, and I feel bad for the puppies.
Yes.
So some vandalism at a dog park in Raymond Terrace, is that right?
Yeah, so Boomerang off-leash dog area in Raymond Terrace has been targeted by vandals on motorbikes, and all of the grass area has been ripped up. You can, if you look at the photos, we have them on our website and Facebook page at the moment. They've absolutely tore through the dog park, and because of the wet weather, you can just imagine how muddy it is. The park is now closed until the ground dries and they can make repairs.
Wouldn't it take a long time to fix that all up, do you think?
Yeah, apparently it's quite a costly exercise as well, and it's going to take that extra time because of all the wet weather we have forecast and that we've had over the weekend.
Yep.
It's going to take even longer.
Jeez,
what a joke. Do not mess with the dog parks, people. Mm-hmm. Leave the pooches alone.
Do you remember when they had the supercars in Newcastle last year and the cars were going in and out of Foreshore Park and it just tore up the ground like something awful?
Yeah.
That took ages to get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, you don't hate to see it. Particularly if the dogs are suffering, that's not what you want for your Wednesday morning. Not at all.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I've got some weird news.
Okay.
I've got a lot of weird words, and I'm going to put them all in a row because it's just a ridiculous story. So scientists have now, well, they now believe that they've made an impossible discovery that appears to prove that David Bowie is actually a genius for foreshadowing the phenomenon, naming his band The Spiders on Mars.
So you're telling me that they found spiders on Mars? In essence, the short and the tall of it is the arachnids have made it to another planet.
Pretty much, yeah. This is something out of Star Trek, I'm telling you. It's weird. Let me explain it. So new images from two European Space Agency probes reveal what they're calling arenaforms, are dark cracks in the Martian soil, which is clustered around Mars's south pole, completely different to anything that we've ever seen on Earth. And from a distance, it looks like little spiders' bodies with their little legs just kind of flowing about.
What?
Yeah, it's really, really strange. They're known as spiders from Mars. That's what they're calling them now, which from a certain distance, they do resemble quite the distinctive arachnid-like shape.
Now, Mars has always been the contingency plan that when we destroy planet Earth, Mars is the place to go. And part of the joy of leaving Earth is that we get to leave behind all the stuff that we don't want, i.e. the spiders.
And the bears and the snakes.
I'm not taking funnel webs with me to Mars.
Could you imagine a huntsman just crawling around like some weird evolution of one?
They're putting everyone in the rockets and then they go full Noah's Arking it. Hang on, have we got the tarantulas? No, we do not. I made sure I left them behind.
Well, we might have flies on Mars, so we need the spiders to catch the flies.
Oh, no. I get the whole idea, the
structure,
ecosystem,
that
you can't have one without the other. I get that. But also,
the whole point.
Just get rid of them. We don't. Do we need so many species of spiders?
No, we don't need so many species on Earth in general.
We don't need any species of spiders. And if they're coming to Mars with me, I don't think I'll be going to Mars. What's the next one after that? Mars. And then, or the next one's, what's the next planet? Saturn or Jupiter or something?
Venus?
No. Second is Venus. Anyway, we're moving in the wrong direction. You got to go to a new planet. Mars is off the table now.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And 8.05 tonight, Ari. Kick off State of Origin.
Is it the men's?
It's the men's.
Right.
Super exciting. A lot of chitter-chatter around the Blues camp because they've put in six debutants.
Is it really that many?
It's now down to five because Dylan Edwards, controversially, well, again, rightfully so, Dylan Edwards deserves a spot in the team, the Panthers fullback.
Yeah.
But controversially took the spot of Australian captain and Blues captain to boot, James Tedesco.
I wonder how people are feeling about this move.
Well, it was real divisive because people thought, again, Teddy's not a bad player. He's an exceptional player.
Mm.
But also they thought that Edwards deserved a shot. So now they put him in the squad. Dylan Edwards has come down with injury. They've had to recall Teddy. So he's got something to prove tonight. He is one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
First time Jake Trbojevic from the Manly Sea Eagles is going to be captaining the Blues.
He's a nice dude, by the way.
It's heard that he's a nice guy kicking around the traps of the NRL. Scene. So it's going to be a great one. So many venues right across Newcastle and the Hunter are going to be showing the Origin. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get out and about, support your local pubs and clubs, stop in, get a beer, drink responsibly, of course, and enjoy some class action footy.
Yeah.
Before tomorrow, we back it up in town. The Sky Blues taking on the Maroons. It's the women's at McDonald Jones Stadium. Sellout crowd.
You're going, aren't you?
I'm going. I will be there. So Friday, I'm going to be out of my brain tired.
Correct.
But that's okay. I'm all about it because if we wrap up the series for the women's State of Origin right here in Newcastle, oh, I'll be partying well into the night. I can guarantee you that.
It's a scene to be in.
State of Origin tonight, 8:05 is kickoff. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get out and about and go the mighty Blues. You're not supporting the Blues, you're wrong. In my eyes, you're certainly wrong.
June 5, we're going to take a look back on what happened on this day throughout history and, of course, who's sharing birthdays, all that jazz. Shall we jump into it?
Let's do it.
Okay, first of all, in 1956, June 5, of course, the one and only Elvis Presley first performed Hound Dog live on TV. This became his best-selling song with around 10 million sold copies.
Wasn't that where they recorded it? They managed to have the camera ready, raring to go to record it, so it made the Forrest Gump cut?
I think so.
That's a joke. So it's...
It's yeah, but like
it's in it's in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's
if it's Forrest Gump, it was real.
Yes, but there's the whole joke in Forrest Gump is that he stole the moves for Hound Dog off Forrest and his legs in braces. Which, oh no,
it's a great bit. I love it. So there you go, Mr. Elvis Presley. He's always in the news for us. In 1998, which was of course the year I was born, which is a great year. On June 5, The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey and Ed Harris, is released. In that same year, though, one of my favorite movies, Disney is Mulan actually hit the silver screen. On June 5 in 2005, J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, married Latin singer Mark Antony as well, which is a controversial marriage, but gave her her two beautiful children, which was lovely. While on this day in 2011, also in the entertainment area, favourite TV show of mine as well, Teen Wolf premiered, which is crazy the fact it was such a long time ago now when I think about it. And also in 2015, Zara Larsson actually released this hit. Yeah, that's Lush Life, one of my favourite songs as well. Everything's my favourite, can you tell? Which topped the charts in Sweden for up to 5 weeks, which is a pretty good effort from her, one of her top songs. Our very own Troye Sivan, moving on to birthdays, is turning 28 today. So he's around your age, Scott, I believe.
He's been kicking it into the news recently because he was doing a lewd act up on stage and people like were saying, there's kids in the crowd, you can't do that. Like, again, if he's...
He's 28.
He's 28 years old now. He's doing his own thing up on stage. Like, he's not a kids performer.
No.
If you're bringing your kids to his concert, you gotta calm down.
Just take him to the Wiggles. Seriously. And also, last but not least, big name actor known for his roles in Ted, Fear, Daddy's Home, and The Italian Job, Mark Wahlberg. He turns 52 today on June 5.
Have you tried his Wahlburgers?
Aren't they only in America?
No, they're here. There's one in Circular Quay.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, they're... Oh, I've heard they're very, very good. It's always been on my list to go and try.
Right.
And it's funny that he, being the gym nut that he is, the bodybuilder, the, again, counting calories, puts out a burger shake. I get it. Wahlburgers goes hand in hand with his name.
It's perfect.
And the queue out the door is ridiculous every time I walk past.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with, like, celebrities having their own perfumes and fragrances and all that. They don't have to like the smell. They just have to endorse it to make money.
Yeah, true. But still, like, you'd think of all things to go into, the burger business for a gym junkie is an old one. That is on this day for June the 5th.
UFM.
De Novos.
Sleepwalking, Ari, something I suffer from.
What is going on here? How does that even happen, by the way?
I couldn't tell you. Basically, it comes about, this woman's talking about the effects of extreme sleepwalking, and I don't have extreme sleepwalking. She goes into a whole list of things that happened to her when she's out for a kip, and she wakes up and has no recollection of doing them, and I'm not like that. I have been known to get up and go for a bit of a wander.
Yeah.
My old man runs a small business, and so I, as a kid, he's said multiple times that I would walk out of my room and go chat to him when he's out doing work, writing accounts or whatever, and then I'd go back to bed, and I'd have no recollection of it. But I wasn't doing anything. He'd guide me out and put me back into my room. That's fine. This woman's saying that she full goes and unlocks doors, walks out onto the street. She has arguments with her husband. She's walked out to the kitchen and started preparing sandwiches. She woke to find herself at the kitchen counter one night with a loaf of bread in one hand. She had a knife in the other ready to spread, and she's doing all of this while out like a light. That's scary.
How do you do that?
That's, yeah, nah, not about it. Apparently, there are certain things that can make sleepwalking and sleep talking more prevalent.
Okay.
Things like stress, overwork, like the brain just doesn't stop.
No, it
is
doesn't.
What I'm gathering. And I'm not going down the neurological side of things because I am no scientist and I don't understand it. But basically, if it happens to you, there is a reason. Just turn the brain off. And I need to tell myself that sometimes. My partner says that I sleep talk all the time. I randomly just bring up things and she's like, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about that now? It is the middle of the night. Are you a sleepwalker, sleep talker?
I'm a sleep talker, notoriously. It makes for living with people very interesting, that's for sure. Like if someone walks past my room, doesn't matter if I've lived with housemates before, for example, my family, like my brother and I, we obviously had next door rooms to each other when we were kids. And every time that he would go to bed, which was a lot later than me, he would hear me just rambling on all night. He would come up to me the next morning and be like, how'd you go with the trolleys? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, see, I shouldn't be listening in.
Well, he's just like, I heard you raving about these purple trolleys at Woolworths last night. I'm like, I did not drive a purple trolley. What are you talking about? And it makes you feel like you're going crazy.
Yeah.
And they're like gaslighting you in a way.
As I've always understood it, if you come across a sleepwalker or a sleep talker, you never wake them up because the shock is enough to send him into cardiac arrest.
That's, yeah, apparently.
I've always been under that impression, so I'm praying that nobody wakes me up.
Well,
if they find me walking down Maitland Road, just walk me home.
Whatever
you do, don't wake me up. The last place I want to have a heart attack is in Maitland Row with everybody staring at me out the front of the Royal Oak in Tyers Hill.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So massive news that came out last night, and you probably would have seen it on telly this morning. P&O cruises are no more.
Oh, I saw this.
They're
going
to cease from March 2 in 2025. I'm just looking at an article on ABC right now just to make sure I've got the right amount of information. But yeah, P&O cruises to cease sailing from early next year, folding its operations into parent company Carnival Cruises. I've been on a Carnival. They're great, but I actually had plans to go on a P&O this year.
Oh.
Looks like I'm not going, and I'm glad that I didn't book it. So, yeah, the company's Pacific Explorer cruise ship, previously known as the Dawn Princess, will be retired as part of the rebrand. Passengers with cruises booked on the Pacific Explorer after March 2nd will receive a full refund or a credit with extra spending money. So
cruises cop a bad rap. Cruises are always copped as, it's for old people, for retirees. Absolutely not.
It's not. You can go at any age and have the best time. There's something for everyone on every cruise line.
It is so much fun. I'm one that gets seasick. Unfortunately, I do come down with the wobbles and need to lie down. Usually because of the water. That's what I'm putting it down to, not the floating bar that it is.
Yeah. Well, wonderful about cruise ships is the fact that you don't really feel it. Like, you don't feel like you're moving.
Well, I don't. First day, you've got to get your sea legs. 100%. You've got to get your sea legs, and then from there, it all sort of comes together. That, 24-hour margarita pizzas, ice cream on tap, and it's literally a floating bar.
Give it to me.
You can't go too far wrong, except when you have to wander off to a bathroom. And recently on the show, we were chatting about friendships in Newcastle and developing bonds and friends and how we've both found that it's pretty good and easy to make friends in Newcastle. There are so many clubs, societies, groups, events, things going on in our beautiful area right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All throughout the year, absolutely.
And a lot of people are asking on Reddit, like, hey, when I move here and I move to Newcastle, which, again, why wouldn't you? Can we make friends? Is it easy enough? Yes, it is. I've come across a community group, which, again, you don't know these things exist until you do a little bit of deep diving.
Okay.
Mermaiding. In Newcastle, it's a thing, and it looks like quite a wholesome and great community to be a part of. It's people as mermaids. They put on what's called a mono fin. They've been spotted at the Newcastle Ocean Bars swimming around, and it looks fantastic. What a great, heartwarming community to be a part of.
So just for an extra bit here, I've just Googled professional mermaids, and the first thing that comes up is all of these hire a professional mermaid today. Like, all Australian websites, it is everywhere.
Yeah, I did not know you could be a professional mermaid. They have right. They have mermaid classes, they've got mermaid retreats, and you go, this is incredible.
I mean, when you think about it, it kind of makes sense because look at all the movies and TV shows that we've had not only in Australia but, like, worldwide that feature mermaids in them. So they're quite the phenomenon in themselves. It's like pirate movies. You can't have a pirate movie without a fantasy element to it, like mermaids.
Ariel's real in my eyes.
She, well.
The Little Mermaid was easily my favourite Disney movie growing up.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And I don't know whether it was because of the mermaid side of things, the singing, dancing, whatever, but there's footage of me, like, absolutely frothing over the Little Mermaid. But this is fantastic. What a great thing to be a part of, and a great way to, as they talk about it, it's a great way to manage any mental health that you're going through, to be a part of an inclusive community, and it looks like a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, now that I think about it, I'm actually all for this. I don't know about you, but When I used to go to public pools like Lambton Pool or Westie or whatever, I used to always, like, swim underwater, but not do, like, the breaststroke or the frogger or anything like that. I would be, like, swimming like a mermaid from H2O, just stay water.
Oh.
I could do it. I reckon if we got myself a tail, let's see what we can do with these
fins. It doesn't look like something for the faint-hearted because, well, again, I'm sure it's a great, again, the community itself, I'm sure, is absolutely phenomenal. But being a mermaid looks rigorous, like... Having your legs strapped together and only being able to move in that one sort of motion, I would tire out like that. I would not last more than probably 50 metres. And I used to be a butterfly swimmer. Like, that used to be my stroke of choice. And, yeah, to this day, I don't. When you're not moving your arms in the same motion to get yourself propelled through the pool, nah. And even more so than the actual act of being a mermaid, the design for the fin, for the mono fin, they're out of this world.
Yeah, they're pretty, huh?
I'm not sure exactly what they're made out of. It looks like some sort of material, and then they've got obviously a rubber tail. What I'm assuming is a rubber tail at the end.
Yeah.
The designs on these are impeccable. They're so cool, and I would never have thought that we'd have a community like that in Newcastle.
I wonder if the tails are actually made of wetsuit material. That would be better, wouldn't it?
Oi, that would be good.
Maybe designing them.
I wonder if it keeps you warm.
Probably.
Surely it would have to. It's got that wetsuit kind of material. So again, if you're looking for friendship groups right across Newcastle and the Hunter, there's plenty out there. Do a bit of deep diving and some digging, and you'll find a community that suits literally any interest, hobby, or aspiration of yours for sure.
UFM.
Bonobos.
Ari, let's take your latest news and celebrity gossip. As always, we describe a situation. We describe something that's kind of happening in the world of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
The other person has to try and guess who it is. I'll kick things off today.
Go for it.
A very, very famous couple's daughter apparently has said something, and I'm sitting here going, did they actually say it, or is this the mum telling furfies? I think it's the mum telling furfies. Apparently, the mum has come out to the media saying that my daughter looked at me. She could just see the reflection in my eyes, and she said, "Mama, I see me in you." The daughter has just turned 3.
Oh, okay. This is the age bracket. Okay.
The daughter has just turned 3. Who are we talking about?
I actually don't know that many celebrities with young babies. I don't know, actually. I have no clue.
Harry and Meghan. Oh.
Oh, dear God.
So it's their youngest child, Lilibeth. Princess Lilibeth, her birthday recently. They had a party, which is great. Fantastic.
Yep.
Meghan's been talking recently about what Lilibeth is like because they're very private. Privacy.
Mm.
Massive for that family. Of course, always
which
has
is
been.
Weird.
It's been huge. They don't want anything to do with the public. Never have. Anyway, that's a lie.
Meghan does.
That's beside the point. So not much is really known about Princess Lilibet. Not too much. So a bit of an insight. Meghan's saying that this is how self-aware the 3-year-old is. And having a bar of it for 1 second. I think Meghan is doing what Meghan does, whatever she can to get some attention.
Exactly.
And it's working.
Yeah, as if she went on a date with former Prince Harry and, you know, didn't really know much about him or know who he was. You knew what you were doing. Come on. All right. Mine is also about a famous couple and their family. They're getting a new reality show. Guess who it is?
A new reality show. So they already have one?
No, it's just a new reality show that's coming out, but it's their first one. So, yeah, not who you would think.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay, actor Alec Baldwin and his wife Hilaria Baldwin have announced that they will star in their own TV show featuring, get this, their 7 little Rugrats, set to air next year. Alec says, we're inviting you into our home, the ups and downs, the wild and the crazy with 7 kids. Why have your own production when you could just, like, join Gogglebox or something with your clan of kids? Because I can guarantee it's not going to be as entertaining as the Kardashians.
As if people care. I've never understood.
I don't like Alec Baldwin anyway.
I've never understood these celebrities, and we got many Australian celebrities do it as well. They come out with a podcast, they come out with a TV show, and they go, we're going to let you into our lives. I don't care. As if we really need to know what Alec Baldwin is doing with his time. Alec Baldwin is somebody. The only reason I've thought about Alec Baldwin in recent years is because of the Rust shooting that took place, a very tragic event. Well, otherwise, name a movie he's been in besides Rust. Oh, I could.
Cat in the Hat.
Oh, no.
It's complicated. Yeah. But the thing is, like Sylvester Stallone, he had his own reality TV show. He's had 2 seasons of it. I've watched it.
Is it any good? Am I missing out?
Yeah, you're not missing out on much. It's not bad, but if Alec Baldwin is having his own reality show with his clan of kids, it's not about me.
Well, circling back to Harry and Meghan, it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Oh, she will be signing the paperwork for one soon. I'm
surprised
sure.
They didn't announce it during the Oprah interview that we're bringing the cameras into our house. Good God.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's start your Wednesday off nice and fun for you today. We're playing Lowest Deluxe. Super, super easy game. We give 3 items. It could be anywhere. It could be from a shop. It could be from a food outlet. Could be anything. 3 items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. You do that, you walk away with some Knights tickets.
They're up for grabs today. They're taking on the mighty Penrith Panthers, but obviously we're going to win. Laura's in Rayworth. Morning, Laura. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, Laura. What do you do for a job?
Disability support worker.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Great work.
Well, how good would that be? Win some Knights tickets you don't even have to pay for. Happy
oh,
days.
Awesome. Yeah.
Save the coin while you can. Knights tickets are on the line, Laura. 3 things. Put them from the cheapest to the most expensive.
All right, Laura, here we go. We're going to kickstart right now. The first item is an Adidas men's essential fleece hoodie in the color black. That's your first one. The second item is a 6-pack of cheese and bacon rolls from Miller's Bakery in Broadmeadow. And then your last item on the list, the DK Sprinter Pro BMX bike from the Hunter Valley Bicycle Centre in East Maitland. Just a quick recap for you, Laura. The Adidas men's fleece hoodie. You've got the 6-pack of cheese and bacon rolls from Miller's Bakery. And, of course, the DK Sprinter BMX bike. So, which one do you think is the cheapest?
I would go the cheese and bacon rolls.
That's a good shout. That's a good shout, Laura. I think you're on a winner there.
I do love Miller's. That's why I put it in today. Okay, all right. What do you think is the second on the list?
I'm going to go for the Adidas hoodie.
Ooh. Adidas hoodies can be expensive.
They can be.
We're both wearing Adidas in the studio today. That's interesting.
I must admit, mine wasn't very expensive.
Either was mine. I stole mine from Dad.
mine's from Costco.
Oh!
Half my wardrobe's from Costco, Laura. And honestly, Adidas goes all right.
Oh, God, he does love a bargain. Okay, so that means the BMX bike you think is the most expensive, Laura?
Yep, that's what I'd go for.
Happy to lock it in?
Yeah, lock it in.
Beautiful. We're all locked in, ready to go.
Okay, I can reveal that the cheese and bacon rolls pack from Miller's Bakery in Broadmeadow, $6.30. That's not too bad, actually. I might go get some today. Okay, so that's the cheapest. Well done. The second one you put in was the Adidas men's hoodie. That's going to set you back $65. Mm. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
And then the BMX bike in East Maitland, $1,199.
Thank you so much.
An easy one for your Wednesday morning, Laura. You picked up 2 tickets to go watch the Knights take on the Panthers. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So, Scott, I feel like I've been judged quite heavily by you recently.
You have been. always, mate.
Yeah, that's true. I'm pretty easy to pick on. I do realise that.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I will tell it straight down the line.
And that's what we all love about you.
And this one has got me going big time.
So basically behind the scenes, I spend a lot of time with Scott, which means he sees what my usual habits are like, especially when it comes to communicating with people on my phone. Usually I won't always do a phone call. I'll sometimes text. But usually my go-to form of communication is to do voice memos.
Shocking.
Which he hates.
I'm not here for a podcast. I'm not here to hear your life story play out in front of me. You can tell me what's going on, but voice notes, no. Convert to text and send. I'll read it in my own time. Thank you very much.
Well, I was about to say, this is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about talking into the phone and then it goes into a text. This is not the same thing. I'm talking about actually recording your voice and then sending it to your family, your friends, your colleagues, whatever. So in 2022, this was dubbed the year of the voice memo in Australia. Did you know that?
I didn't, and it should have stayed in 2022.
Well,
leave it in the past.
Well, I just find it's just so much easier to speak to people in your own time, so you don't have to, you know, trouble them for a phone call and they have to stop and wait for you. The thing is, if you have a story to tell, just send it through with your voice. And then you get the mannerisms and the emotion behind it. It's fine. There's no problem. WhatsApp said that last year, over 7 billion voice messages were sent on the app every day.
I have a friend who sends me voice notes and it's so difficult to listen to.
Why?
Because she speaks and goes, I'm just going to pick this up.
I do that.
She speaks as she speaks as she's thinking and you go, that's fine. But all of the unnecessary waffle is cut out in a text message. I'm still only going to look at it, read it in my own time anyway.
Well, just for context, look, I'm not about the podcast kind of situation where you send an essay to them. Mm-hmm. I'm not about that. I'm not about doing speeches. What I think you should do, keep it under a minute and you're fine. You can get away with it. 100%.
Nah, voice,
yes, you can.
Voice notes belong in the bin. If you got thoughts on voice notes, you want to defend either Ari or me, get involved at @thenovez_ on Instagram. But as far as I'm concerned, put them in the bin. Leave them in 2022. If you want to talk to somebody, have a phone call. Invite them out to coffee. There's no need to be sending podcasts.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Alexa.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Alexa Harmon. I am 11 years old in Year 6 at Belmont North Public, and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy with a chance of showers later on. Tops of 20 degrees. Right now in Nelson Bay, it is 8 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Yay!
Oh, well done. Perfect diction there, Alexa.
That was fantastic.
Good projection too. I wonder if that means you might be a singer, I reckon. That's my guess.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're in Starstruck this year. That's super duper exciting. Are you rich? You're performing both days?
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic.
I think I'm performing Friday day and Saturday night.
Cool, good.
Dancing.
And so the whole family's coming along?
Yes.
Love that.
Perfect. Love good support.
All right, so in terms of, you also mentioned that you play an instrument.
Yeah.
You love singing over an instrument, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic.
Well,
you get you get to see all that. So do I, but I shouldn't sing.
No, you shouldn't.
And that's the whole thing. Very, very well done to you, Alexa. That was fantastic.
Brilliant. Congratulations, Alexa. You have scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now at Charlestown and Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au. And if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid as well, just like Alexa, and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au.
Anyone you want to shout out, Alexa?
Well, my mum signed me up, so probably her.
Brilliant. I love that.
I've also been told that apparently your dad's told you a few things to say, but you're like, I'm not saying them on the radio.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Ari, yesterday we were talking behind the scenes just about life in general.
Yeah,
as we always do.
Yeah.
And something that came up that you said, and I was like, pull the handbrake, pardon the pun, that you have to pull the brakes on this one. Yeah. What do you mean you don't let anyone else drive your car except you?
I won't let people touch it. I don't trust people at all.
Now, we're not talking strangers off the street.
Of course.
You can trust a Nova Castrian, but to be fair,
you probably shouldn't.
You don't want to let strangers in your car. I get that. But also, what do you mean you don't let your parents or your siblings or your friends drive your car?
I just have this one rule in my life is to not share my motor car with anyone. I don't care if it's my brother, especially my brother. He drives it like a hoon. Or my dad. My dad was a speedway racer for one, so I definitely don't trust him in my car. And mum, yeah, I don't know. I just don't want anyone to sit in it. I don't want anyone to, like, touch the steering wheel or adjust the seat, for example. Now, that grinds my gears.
So it's literally a matter of you don't want to share what's mine is mine and you want to keep it that way.
Yep. I'll share my food. I will share my hairbrush. That's no problem. But when it comes to my car, do not touch it.
See, anybody can drive my car.
Why, relatively
speaking. Because it's a car. If you want to drive it, you can drive it. My folks drive it. My sister drives it. I would let my girlfriend drive it, but she can't drive manual, so I'll hold that over her.
Would you let me drive it?
Can you drive manual?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, then go for your life. It genuinely doesn't bother me. All those things in the car, change in the mirrors, change in the seats, they can all be fixed. They're all incidentals. It begs the question, though, what won't you share? If yours is that you won't share your car, I think that's a bit of a stretch. But what won't you share? 4967-4105. Let us know. We've got tickets to go check out Starstruck this year, 2024. Love it.
Loving that.
Grabs. Now, a big one is obviously hygiene products.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Hairbrushes. See, I wouldn't let anyone use my hairbrush.
Interesting.
No, not loved ones, not friends, for nothing. It is my hairbrush. Same as using like cakes or soap or towels, anything like that. They're mine. Mm. When Britt comes to stay, my partner, she has her own towel and washcloth. And I don't touch them. And I wash them and have them ready just for her. They are hers and hers alone.
The Hotel of Scott.
Absolutely. Why not? I leave things at her place. She leaves things at mine.
Okay.
You shouldn't be sharing that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. No, I believe that. Yeah, that's fair.
And a big one back in the day, mum was always like, never share your hats. I mean, people
knits.
Say, knits in school. Now, I wear hats day in, day out. Everybody's forever taken my hat. Forever.
Because it's cool.
Because I got cool beer-branded hats, and they're mad. People want to get snaps in them, and that's fine. Doesn't bother me. But for some people, it's hats. Other people, it's cars. What won't you share? Give us a buzz now. See, the thing for me, my folks drive my car semi-frequently.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, always comes back with a full tank of fuel.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
That's always nice. So when you're sharing, sometimes it does pay off. Yeah. In Bluehaven, Pip, good morning. What won't you share?
Your toothbrush.
Oh, good one.
Ooh, not even after, like, just you sleep over someone's house and you forgot yours, so you might as well just kind of borrow it for the day.
No, my daughter says it's disgusting.
It is. Oh, 100% it's disgusting. And you know what? You ever seen those situations, Pip, where it's like you think that you're using your own toothbrush and turns out you're all using the same one in like a share house situation?
Oh.
Gross.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Absolutely disgusting. Thanks for your call, Pip.
All right, let's head to North Rothbury. Hey, Joe, how's it going? What are your thoughts?
Hi, guys. Straws. Like, as in drinking straws. That's foul.
Do you share drinks as a general rule, Joe?
Like a boost juice?
No, I don't like the backwash.
Oh, so you wouldn't share it at all?
No, man. You don't be spitting back in my drink and giving it back to me. Like,
see, I share drinks, particularly on a night out, because I want to taste all the other cocktails that are going around the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Hang on, Joe. I know you'll probably shoot me for this, but I didn't think backwash was real. I thought it was a myth.
Oh, no. Oh, I've seen it. Yuck. No.
You've seen it. That's disgusting. That sounds like someone guilty of it, if you ask me, Joe. Wrapping things up, Madawi. Gabby, good morning. What won't you share?
Hey, it's actually what my partner won't share with me.
Okay. What is that, fruit?
His shoes. We're the same shoe size, and it absolutely annoys him whenever I nick his shoes.
You know what? I can get around that. I really can. Like, my feet are terrible shaped and everything. We won't go into that. Do I want other people wearing my stuff? No! Absolutely. Oh, see, Gabby, yeah. if you want to wear your husband's shoes, go out and buy another pair, I say.
That was it. He actually bought me an identical pair to his. He's like, now where?
I see.
Stop touching mine.
I see. Sounds like your husband's on a winner there, Gabby.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider could win you a brand new car. I just came to win. Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details.
Yeah, and if you want to be in the draw to win yourself a brand new car, then keep your ears peeled because we're about to announce some names that if you call back in a certain amount of time, you will be in that draw. This is our brand new competition. We're giving you the chance to win a brand new MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group as well, worth 25 grand. With New FM's Night Rider from the city to the country. All roads lead to the Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock, huntercity.com.au. So, Scott, let's announce some names in the draw, shall we?
We've got three names. So if this is your name or you know this person, we'll tell them out their full name and suburb. So if you know them, get in touch. Tell them to ring 4967-4105. The phone lines are open.
Yes, and you have to ring back within 10 minutes and 53 seconds. We're going to have a timer going. So here we go. Here are the three names. Keep your ears peeled. Bernadette Elliott from Spears Point. That's the first one. Second name, Nick Thompson from Macquarie Hills. And, of course, the last, Damien Muras from Raymond Terrace. If this is you, give us a call, 4967-4105. You are in the draw to win yourself the MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group.
The clock is officially on, 4967-4105. Get to dial in. You want to win a brand new car.
New FM.
De Novo's. De Novo's.
Ari, a trend is coming to Islington.
Well, not really a trend, but Islington is going to become trendy. Now, those are two things I never would have put in a sentence, to be honest.
I live near Islington. I think it's great.
Do you? Okay. There's been mixed reviews about Islington for many, many years. So a stretch of blocks in the suburb is about to get a bit of a glow up, I would say, so much so you won't even recognise it.
Mm.
Interesting enough. So this has just been posted about this week. An $8 million development is set to open soon. That will include a bar, an artisan bakery, a gelato store, which is great for a sweet tooth, restaurants and shop-top apartments, so more places to live as well, more housing.
That's huge. And Islington Park as well is fantastic. There's a great swing set there. It's great walks all the way through it. Islington's a good place to be, in my eyes.
Well, I don't know how long this is going to take, but three-story development is set to stretch across four blocks along Beaumont Street and will be collectively known as Islington Village.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a whole new world.
Now, see, I spend a lot of time in Islington, obviously heading through Islington to get to Beaumont Street for a night out, of course. you hear things over the time. You hear things that are changing. Yeah. There's suburbs that change over the years, and the demographic, the cultures, everything in the suburb does evolve and go forward. But again, I've actually found Islington and the Tyers Hill area quite nice and lovely to live in.
Well, yeah, like I don't not like Islington. That's for sure. But like, I think the whole idea is, suburbs get tired, right?
Mm.
They're described as tired. They're looking a little bit run down. It does pay to give it a bit of a boost.
A facelift in a suburb is always good.
Absolutely. But I think, like, the trendy suburbs, it's becoming a thing.
We've seen it a few times around the grounds recently. Raymond Terrace recently had a facelift. Yeah. And, again, going through Islington as well. Lots and lots of op shops in Islington antiques. And I love it. So as long as they keep that older rustic feel to it. A lot of great wall art through Islington as well.
Well, they will definitely keep that character because it's a staple.
As long as you keep in the character and you don't lose too much of the fabric of the suburb, I reckon a new development, a bit of a facelift, it never really goes astray.
New FM.
De Novo's.
De Novo's.
Instagram obviously has me in a chokehold. I spend a lot of time on Instagram.
Yeah, that's my most used app on my phone.
You reckon the most?
Oh, it is. I've had a look at my analytics, so I definitely know.
Mine's TikTok, but I still spend a lot of time on Instagram. And again, we're constantly consuming media of all sorts.
Hmm.
And it could be that we will be consuming media that even we don't want to consume. It's going to be forced upon us.
What?
Instagram is testing unskippable ads. I hate this.
Hang on, it sounds like something that we would see, like on YouTube,
YouTube ads are the bane of my existence.
Or like 10 play and, you know, all of those rewatch things.
But again, 10 play, you expect it because you're watching a TV show. You expect them to run. Like, that's why you watch telly. If you don't want ads, get Netflix.
True.
Simple. Yeah, that's how I see it. But Instagram, again, nothing is free. It always comes at a cost. You're not paying for Instagram, so
exactly. Obviously
they're going to throw ads at you.
Yep.
But unskippable ads, it's a no. Like, you should have the option to push it aside. They put enough ads in your newsfeed. They target you with all this stuff. They're constantly listening to your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's inundating you with all this extra stuff, and I'm not about it. It's been trialed out around the world. No news yet if when it's coming to Australia, but apparently it's a thing. They're seeing how it's going to go. Multiple users on X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit have said that, yeah, I've gone on Instagram and they have put up an ad break and said that you can't go on until you watch this ad. All you want to do is doom scroll. All you want to do is just keep scrolling and you can't.
Look, I think it also comes down to the fact that we do not like to have interruptions. We want everything readily available, like instantaneously. But I don't have a problem with this idea. Like you say, I mean, we use Instagram for free. It is a free platform to use. I don't see the harm in having an occasional ad pop up, I suppose.
Occasional being the relative term here. How much is occasional? Between sponsored posts, ads that already exist. I mean, I type in, I want to go to a trip to Hawaii, and then all of a sudden my feed, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, is inundated with booking.com recommendations.
That
like,
is true.
All of your accounts are linked. They're all targeted ads as it is. Give us a break. If you're going to put an ad there, do as TikTok does and let us skip it. It's the fact that it's unskippable that's really working me up this morning, because that's not right. I don't feel right about this. And again, it'll be another excuse to say, if you want to use Instagram without ads, you got to pay for it. I mean, once you've already paid for your other platforms that you use, your streaming services, and then you pay for the YouTube as well. Oh my gosh, you're spending more money on making sure that you don't watch ads than you are on grocery bills, and that's saying something in this day and age.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider could win you a brand new car. Hunter City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details.
That's right, we're giving you the chance to win a brand new MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group, worth up to $25,000, with New FM's Night Rider, our brand new competition. From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock, huntercity.com.au.
Just after 8 o'clock, you read out three names and you had 10 minutes and 53 seconds to give us a buzz if that was you. Bernadette Elliott in Spears Point, Nick Thompson in Macquarie Hills, and Damien Muras in Raymond Terrace. Hello, who have I got here?
Nick Thompson from Macquarie Hills.
Good morning, it's Bernadette Elliott from Spears Point.
Hey, it's Damien Muras from Raymond Terrace.
Yeah!
Awesome! Yeah. 3 from 3.
3 from 3 this morning. You love to see. Congratulations. A brand new MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group could be coming your way.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Fantastic. I look forward to the draw.
Get involved with UFM's Night Rider. You can register online now, newfm.com.au, and we could be reading out your name at any point during the day. It's all thanks to Hunter City Motor Group.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
It's going to be a good day for some certain businesses and organisations right across Newcastle, Ari.
Yeah, sure.
Money is on the table. The City of Newcastle, they're offering $900,000, not to one.
Helps
not
on the
to
way.
One, not to one, but you can apply to fund fresh ideas right across the city.
Yeah.
And so many good options available about where parts of this money, or as they say, apply for a slice of the pie.
Yeah, I like that.
So where should some of this money go? We each have some thoughts and ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, as part of this special business rate scheme for Newcastle Council. But I have looked into this, and look, some of this money can fund new ideas or existing initiatives. And things. I have two ideas. First of all, last year the money actually went towards granary care to maintain an outdoor food care delivery space. There's a lot of food assistance programs or little run volunteer businesses around Newcastle, and that's fantastic. What I would like to see is if we can make them a little bit more frequent, because sometimes you might have like, oh, okay, come and get a free dinner between 5 and 6 p.m. on a Tuesday and a Saturday. That's great, but it's only two nights a week.
Yeah.
I would like to see some of those extended so that we can have more affordable or at least free meals to those who are really struggling more often throughout the week. The other one is kind of near and dear to my heart as well. I'm still maintaining that we need more investments in grassroots soccer clubs. I've grown up in them my entire life. What some people might not know is that although registrations to play aren't always the cheapest, it's not enough to cover all the important elements to keep them afloat and thriving. So, for example, ground fees, making sure that people behind the scenes are being paid, especially coaches and all referees and staff, and just making sure that kids and young people are able to see their club grow and actually deserve the facilities.
Yeah, so. And there's so many good sporting clubs and venues right across Newcastle, and right across the Newcastle area
exactly.
that the money could be going towards. And again, no idea is a bad idea. You can put your suggestions and applications in online. That's up until the 30th of June. You can put in your application request to get a slice of the pie.
Yeah.
For me, I think we need, particularly along our beautiful coastline, I'm talking Bar Beach, I'm talking at Nobby's.
Yep.
We need an area where if people are holding an event or like a charity is doing something or even busking, for example,
okay,
there needs to be a bit of a protected area or somewhere that is a stage in an area, like a soapbox to stand up on, pretty much.
A designated zone, perhaps.
A zone, like not so much an auditorium, but the other day I was down at Nobby's Beach when the What Were You Wearing March was happening from the Newcastle Museum all the way up to Nobby's. And from what I saw, they got a great turnout. People were showing up there all in support. You love to see it. But where's a space where they can publicly and freely be like, I want to stand on this podium, I'm holding a meeting, a gathering, a protest of some description, and I want to be able to speak.
Like a mini amphitheatre.
Like an amphitheatre, like a stage. I'm one for going to Bar Beach as well on the hill during the sunset hours on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And most weeks there's a busker there. And again, it's fantastic that they're setting up and they've got the guitar case open, chuck a couple of dollars in. Why not set up a little bit of an area for them? Somewhere that's a little bit more stable so it's not, again, rolling backwards on the hill. Maybe somewhere with a PowerPoint.
That'd be handy.
That you can plug in an amp into and you can book the space as well. But you'd love to see more outdoor areas built up for the community to utilise for free for their own goodwill.
Hey, if the Romans can do it, so can we.
Well, that's exactly right. Lots and lots of good ideas for where the money can be spent. It's all thanks to the City of Newcastle. $900,000 to fund fresh ideas and existing ideas. It's a lot of money. Get your applications in online now. You can go to the City of Newcastle website for more details.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
We are pretty much done and dusted for another day, Ari.
I know. Halfway through the week, bro.
Oh, we're over the hump.
Yes.
We are over the hump. Our new FM's Night Rider Ari, register online.
Yeah, absolutely. This is your chance to win yourself an MG ZS brand new from Hunter City Motor Group. Thank you. Worth up to 25 grand. So, yeah, jump online at newfm.com.au and we could be reading your name out in the morning with us.
You got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to give us a buzz if you hear your name playing right across your day here on 105.3 New FM. It pays to keep the radio locked, loaded, live and loud.
Trust us.
You never know when your name might be read out. A big congrats to Pip in Blue Haven as well. She's picked up two tickets to Starstruck 2024.
Woo.
We asked the question, what won't you share? You point blank will not share it with anybody. And she had an absolute belter. You can catch it up on the Novos podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. State of Origin tonight, Ari.
Yeah,
Up the mighty Blues. Make sure you get out and about in town. So many places or so many venues right across the Hunter. You can watch it. So go out, support your local pubs. Go get a snitty while you're at it. We'll be back tomorrow morning live from 5. Probably feeling a bit sore and sorry for ourselves after a night watching The Origin. But still, it's going to be a great one. Up the mighty Blues. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right?
Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au,
and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.